Hi, thank you for holding, Mike. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it?
It is. I can't believe it. I was just eating lunch when your coworker called, and I'm finally past lunchtime now. So.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Lulu did put down a lot of notes for me as well. You're new in business, right? Like new?
Yep, brand new. So I'm familiar with the work. I've done the work in the past, and I'm going out on my own. I'm trying to think here what else. You know, I'm having a website built. There's quite a bit to it. I'm in radon mitigation, as you may or may not know, but there's a great need for it out here on the eastern side, and I do need some help getting my Google dialed in, I think.
Yes. So I didn't see any, like, Google business profile. Have you gotten around to doing or starting that?
You know, I messed with it once, and I should have started it. I don't think I activated anything with it.
Okay.
But.
Okay, that's fine. So, what we would want to do first thing, of course, is set you up with a Google business profile. So if you did start it and anything else is needed, you know, we can help you out there. If you need to start from the beginning, we can help you out. Our company name is Local Splash. So we are partnered with Google. So whatever type of issues you might have, we can help you out. Now, when it comes with our listings as well, they are exclusive. So we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that are going to go directly to you. So there's no sharing of leads, nothing along those lines. Now, we would want to put you on the first page of Google. It's right there where that map is. And it's going to be based off of the jobs that you want to be found for. We turn those into keywords. When somebody looks up one of those keywords, that's when your business pops up first page. So we do that with Google. We do it with Bing. We retarget the same people that were looking for those services across the web. We retarget them on Facebook. Now, I do want to ask, because you are in a pretty specific type of industry. Now, and of course, you know your industry best. Would you say that Facebook would be a good area to advertise for your business?
I believe it is, yes. And I just started a Facebook page,
okay.
But I'm already, you know, somewhat discouraged with all the strange, you know, goings on of Facebook, you know, as far as friend requests and,
yeah.
You know, it appears there's like single women trying to friend me. And
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I don't personally Facebook. I Facebooked years ago. When I was overseas, and I haven't done it for years just because I don't see value in it personally, you know.
I understand on that. I mean, I don't do any social media myself, you know. I don't personally,
right.
I don't like it. But for a business, it is very important, those strange friend requests, that definitely weird on that end. I understand what you're saying. You know, most likely those people aren't real. You know, and it sounds like you already know that. But what we would want to do, so the way that we do it is those keywords. So we retarget those same people. So we're going to run ads in front of people who have been looking for your services in the areas that you want to get work. So, you know, when it comes to friend requests and all of that, I mean, really, this is a click-to-call campaign as well. So they're able to click and get a hold of you directly, or they can also fill out a form. I mean, whatever it is that you want to set it up for. That's about what our service is going to provide. It does have it's a dashboard that tracks everything. So it's going to show you those keywords that you're listed for, how many people are looking for them, how many clicks and calls. So you can actually see it's working for you. Now, price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate. So it's a month-to-month service with no contracts. It's a flat rate of $299 per month with your one-time setup fee. That's of $99 for all of your programming. So So your initial investment is $398, and then after that, it's just $299 a month. And everything's included for that pricing.
Okay. And then how, because I am new, you know, I'm starting to square one, obviously, and my competitors, you know, they've got, you know, thousands of customers and, you know, because they've been in business for 10 years, you know. I wouldn't say I'm late to the table. You know, everybody's got to start somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, at one point they had a first customer as well. So how do you guys get me on the page ahead of guys, well, ahead of companies that have been doing this for so long?
Yeah, so when you're in that map section, it's not based off of those are some things that are taken in consideration, but it's not necessarily based off of how long you've been in business or how much money you're throwing at your advertisement. It's not based off of that. So it's based off of search engine optimization, which is basically, Google's like a robot, and it goes off of all of the information that it has of a business. So what we need to do for your business is put information on the internet of your business, make sure everything's accurate across the board. So Google starts thinking that, okay, this is legitimate because all the information I'm having is accurate. So that's what helps us start getting you on the first page. Now, those things like being in business for a long time, yes, absolutely, that does help in some type of way because, again, you've been in business for a long time, so the information on the internet should be accurate. But what we're going to help you with doing so we can get you up higher and higher on the list is by getting good reviews. We provide you a review tracker. So it's a URL link. You just provide your clients. They click on it. They leave you a review. Reviews help out tremendously. So we're going to be telling you, hey, try to get good reviews, quickly. Try to do that. That's what we need from you. Getting you pictures. That website that you're getting built, you know, we want to put that on your Google business profile as well. It's basically just us having the experience, because we've been doing this already for 19 years, of how we're going to put you up there. We're not just, I guess I would say, we're not just a random company that just started and we're trying to figure it out. We know what we're doing.
Right, right. And that's, and I'm good at what I do, but I'm not good at Google. So
you know, it's okay. Most business people are good at their business, not Google. So you're
right,
not alone.
Right. That's why and you don't have your auto mechanic do open heart surgery on you, because
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So. And I do want to let you know timeline wise as well, so you can know what to expect. From when you start, it's going to be about 1 to 3 days to have your onboarding call. Now, the onboarding call, that's going to be going into detail, making sure we have everything correct, we have everything the way we want it to look, explain to you the whole process, and obviously help you step by step. Now, after that, we're going to have your Facebook ads up and live. That's going to be 7 to 14 days. We'll have those running. And then for your first page placement on Google, we do have to get you Google verified and do the search engine optimization part. It takes a max of 30 to 45 days to start seeing max results on that end for all of the services you want to be found for. So that's what
you
expect.
It's not just sitting overnight?
Nope, it's not. I was, but it's not. Some people actually do expect that, by the way. It's very, it's kind of, I have to explain it, you know. It takes a long time to do this stuff, and it's work. You know, it's a lot of work. We'll basically take care of everything for you. So, I mean, what do you think about everything? You want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm very interested. And you're supposed to – my website should be up in the next week or so.
Okay.
I just signed on with Angie's List, their leads.
Okay.
That was pretty affordable. So I went ahead and did that. So you do help with Facebook then?
Yes. So what's going to happen with Facebook? We're not going to do like posts, right? We're not going to be posting every day for your page. We're going to be running ads for your business. So we will take care of that. So that's
okay.
Yeah, that's all stuff that we take care of on your onboarding of how you want everything to look and whatnot. We take care of it. Okay, so let me make sure I have your information correct as well. I'm assuming, but I don't know. Is Mike short for Michael?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Michael, and what is your last name?
McDaniel.
Okay. McDaniel, just the way it sounds?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And what's your email address?
It's rather long. It's Healthy Homes.
Okay.
RadonSolutions@gmail.com
That is a long one.
Yeah.
Now, this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 0357, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for company name, I have Healthy Homes Radon Solutions LLC. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now, for Google verification, they're going to want a physical address. Even if it's your home, that's fine. We can hide it. What address would you like to use?
So I got a P.O. box for that specific reason, and it's P.O. box 732.
It actually, Google will not allow P.O. boxes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's because if anybody could just get a P.O. box and then open up a business attached to the P.O. box, they could never really confirm the actual owners, right? So they need a physical address.
Okay. Hold on a second here.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing I didn't want to do was have my home address on there. You know what I mean?
We're going to hide it. So the way that it works, our companies that work from home or their business is their home. Google recommends this too. We hide your address. So your address is not going to be shown on anything to your clients. It's just for Google to verify you.
Oh, okay. I'll just give you my home address then.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
56207 East 23rd Avenue, Strasburg, Colorado, 80136.
Okay. Perfect. And also keep in mind when you have your onboarding call, if you want your P.O. box address to be shown on anything else, we can make that happen. But typically, hidden is typically the best way to go.
Okay. See, and I've got my Google folder open here. And
when you try to do your verification with Google, did you put down the P.O. box?
You know, I don't even remember. This was back in March.
Okay.
Let me see here.
We can figure that out. But we're going to get, when we have your onboarding call, we'll ask for access, admin access to the account, and we can check. Because Google's not going to allow the P.O. box. They don't. So we can always update it if we need to on their end.
Yeah, and then I got into Google Workspace, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody from Gandhi Support, G-A-N-D-I, Gandhi or Gandhi?
Yes.
Gandhi.net, I guess, I don't know. Anyway, I had bigger things to worry about at the time, so I do have a new Google account for Healthy Homes Radon Solutions.
Okay. Okay, we'll take a look at that when we have your onboarding call then, because anything that we need to, figure out. And I looked up this Gandhi thing as well. It looks like it's somewhere to make your website, your domain and whatnot. Is that correct?
Yeah, see, but it didn't have it. email address in case.
Yeah, but I didn't have Gandhi doing anything for my website.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You didn't pay them any money, did you?
Uh-uh.
Okay. That's, as long as you didn't do that, you should be fine. Because I know sometimes third parties will contact you that aren't, like, any type of association with Google, and sometimes it doesn't go well. So you got to be careful with those things.
Right. And then my daughter tried to get in and help me with the Google, because my son-in-law has a very successful HVAC company.
Okay.
And so, you know, talking to them, they're like, yeah, your Google page is, you know, critical. And I asked her to help me with that while I was doing the 100 other things that I need to be doing. And it kept blocking her. So she got frustrated. So
we'll figure it out. We'll get admin. And if we have an issue with Google, we'll just escalate it directly to Google. That's not a problem. She could have been locked out. One of the reasons could have been that PO box, because that's a big deal. Google does not allow that at all. But we'll take a look at it. So that's not a problem. Now, the services that you want to be found for, radon testing and diagnostics, this is what I find on your Angies. Is that typically what it is that you do, or do you want to add any other type of services?
Yeah, my main service, so there's multiple facets to this. So there's real estate testing, which is a big deal.
Okay.
You have to be licensed and certified to do the actual real estate transaction testing. So that's one thing. Radon testing for the concerned homeowner, obviously, is another. And then the mitigation, and that's really where the bread and butter is. So I want to really push the mitigation part of that.
Okay.
So, you know, if you've got high radon levels, you need to have a system put in, and that's what I do as well. So I do both.
Okay. So this is what I put down. And my onboarding team, they're going to do research and find out what keywords are searched the most. But based off of just the general services, I have radon testing and diagnostics, real estate testing, and mitigation.
Yes, radon mitigation.
Okay, perfect. Let me put radon mitigation to be more specific.
Yeah, that's okay. Probably what people are going to type in is radon mitigation or radon testing.
Okay, perfect. Now, for your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on how many questions you have. Now, they do call within an hour window as well. So what does your availability look like? I'm booked out today, but we have tomorrow, Thursday, or even Friday available.
Okay. I'm not kicking off until, what's today, the 16th?
It is.
I would like to do this, but I would like to do it, I think, I don't have a calendar in front of me. Hold on a second. What was your name again?
My name is Laura. Let me send you. I'm gonna send you a text message that has our office line, and it has my name. It has my extension as well, our company name, so you can have that on your records as well. I just texted it over to you.
Cool. Local splash. I thought that's what you said.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Local splash, like a splash of water.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So I would like to do this, and let me find my calendar here. Could we do this? How long did you say it was going to take to get the Google page up and going?
A max amount of time of 30 to 45 days. That's what we say.
To get the page actually up?
Not to get the page actually up, but to get your first page placement for all of the services that you want to be found for.
Right.
That's the max amount of time. Mm-hmm.
But to actually get the page just up and running is did you say 3 days?
No. So with Google, because we do have to verify you, it all goes off of the verification process, how soon you can get us the video. I don't want to give you a timeline for the Google page to be up because it's based off of a few different numbers or factors. But that's why we give you the timeline of max amount of time, 30 to 45 days, because to get you on the first page, your Google business profile has to be done. So it'll be done before that. Your ads on Facebook, those are anywhere between 7 to 14 days as well. So those start, 7 to 14 days. So that's about the timeline.
Perfect. That'll work perfect, I think. To me, well, I'll tell you what, that's fine. I'm sorry, I have way too many irons in the fire right now. Let's go ahead and do it Friday.
Okay, your onboarding call on Friday. Do you want to do the morning or the afternoon?
Yeah, let's do Friday 10 a.m.
Okay, let me put you down. Friday at 10 a.m., perfect. So it's going to be between 10 to 11. Give me one. When we get off the phone as well, I'm going to send you the Google invite, so you'll have that with you as well.
Okay.
Now, for the business being licensed and insured, obviously you are, especially in your industry. Okay. And then so I know that you said you made yourself your Facebook already. Do you want us to use the Facebook that you have, or do you want us to make you a new one? I don't know where you are progress-wise.
Say that one more time.
Yes, your Facebook page, because I know you mentioned already having one, but you weren't sure about it. Do you want us to make you one, or should we work off of the Facebook that you already have made?
Oh, I would think work off the one I've made.
Okay, that works perfectly. We'll just see the URL for it, and we'll get that on Friday. So that's not a problem. And if you have issues getting it, because I know a lot of people do, we can help you out with that. That's fine. And then you said you are getting a website built already, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then for specific target areas, this is going to be the areas you want to get work. You can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Yeah. Let me go to the Colorado map.
Perfect.
It's probably going to be easier to do counties.
Okay.
And I just pulled up the county map here. All right. Are you ready?
I am ready, and we're going to go through it one by one, okay? I'm ready for the first one.
Okay, so Jefferson.
Okay, Jefferson County. Let me look that up, make sure I have it. Yes, I do. I'm ready for the next one.
Douglas.
Okay, Douglas County.
Albert.
Perfect. Albert?
Albert, yep.
Okay, let me make sure I have the spelling right on that. Yep, I got it. Ready for the next one.
Lincoln.
Lincoln, got it. Ready for the next one.
Crowley.
Got it. Ready for the next one.
Kiowa.
Can you spell that for me, please?
K-I-O-W-A.
Perfect. Got it. Ready for the next one.
Cheyenne.
I know Cheyenne spelled differently. How do you spell that one?
This one is C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E.
Perfect. I'm ready for the next one.
Kit Carson.
Carson. Kit Carson. Got it. Ready for the next one.
Denver County.
Okay, that one's simple enough. Ready for the next one.
Arapaho.
Can I get the spelling on that one too, please?
Arapahoe.
Got it. Ready for the next one.
Adams.
Okay, I'm ready for the next one.
Weld.
Got it. Ready for the next one.
Morgan.
Got it. Ready for the next one.
Washington.
Okay, ready for the next one.
Yuma.
With a Y, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'm ready for the next one.
And let's go, I think that's going to be it.
Okay. And just so you do know, we are going to have all of this access for you on your dashboard. I know you're not really into technology, but if you ever want to change it or update it, you can do that yourself, or you can also call me or an account manager and they can do it for you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for the hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
So Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6.
Okay. And then Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
And I can always go back and change that, correct?
Of course. You'll be able to do that. You're going to have your whole, you're going to be the owner of the Google Business Profile, so you can change those things as need be.
Sure.
Okay. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Just my name.
Okay. Is there a middle initial?
No.
Okay. Now, the address on the card, is it the P.O. Box address or your home address?
It's my home address.
Okay, perfect. So let me update that here. And then I'm going to confirm the home address as well, which is 56207 East 23rd Avenue in Strasburg, Colorado. And
yep.
The zip code that I have is 80136.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, what type of card are you going to use?
It is a Visa.
Okay. And I am ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
Okay. And what I'd like to do, and it's Laura, right?
Of course.
Yeah, Laura. Can you do me a favor and call me back tomorrow morning?
I want to do some homework.
I want to do some homework. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I can't actually process anything until we, put everything through. So when you say homework, then let me know a little bit more about that so I can point you in the right direction.
Yeah, no, I want to look into to you guys and the SEO as far as.
So let me.
And things like that.
Okay. So let me send you over. I just sent you over a link right now. So that has, if you can open that up. That has our website, so I'll go over that with you kind of briefly. So basically, it's our company name. Tells you a little bit about what we do. We have over 10,000 clients, 4.9 satisfaction rating amongst them. If you look up our company on Google as well, on the Google Business Profile, we have over 900 reviews with 4.2 stars. That box with the letter G is going to be, I think I sent you over our certification with Google, but even if I didn't, if you click on that box that says Google Partner, it's going to take you directly into Google's website. It has our company name, lets you know that we are partnered with them. We have that certification. And then the package that we're offering you, which is there as well as the Platinum package, and you are getting it a discounted rate since you are a veteran, so don't worry about the pricing, that's online. But that's you know, that's how you can look us up as well. You can verify that we are who we say we are.
Okay. Yeah, and I would just be crazy if I didn't. You know what I mean?
I understand that. Yes. You know, there's sometimes there's people that just they don't ask me for any of this, and it's like, okay, but I mean, I know I would, so I don't blame you.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. And I'm definitely very interested in it. So what package am I looking at then?
So the package is going to be your platinum package. So that's the package that we're offering you. Mm-hmm. So typically that package is $599 if you buy it online. But we are, you know, reducing that cost for you because you're a veteran.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So how many, I guess, as far as lead generation, how do we track that?
Great question. So you're going to get a dashboard, and the dashboard is what's going to track everything, and it gives you real-time results. So you're going to have access to your dashboard. As soon as we process everything, you're going to get your username and password sent to you automatically. Now, on the dashboard, okay, as of today, there's not going to be anything on there because we haven't started. But you are already going to be able to upload your pictures right away. So that's something that can already be done. Now, that dashboard is going to tell you how many people have been looking for you, clicks, calls, all of that is going to be tracked so you can see your success. Now, for reviews and all of that, that's all going to be on there as well. So that dashboard is basically going to be the whole brains of the operation.
Nice. And on that dashboard, is this an app by any chance?
Correct. It's an app, or you can also just use it as a regular like web browser. You have that option as well. I do, when I process everything as well, I send you over right away. It's a YouTube video, and it's going to show you how to use your dashboard. A lot of people aren't into technology, so that video is very useful. You can actually see it, you know, in real life.
Nice. I like it. I'm definitely interested. I know that people are going to, you know, straight up just Google, you know, they're going to Google radon mitigation or radon testing. So
Correct. That's
how I'm going to get, you know, a lot of my customers. I've got other plans in place. Obviously, you know, the Angie's Pro List, I'm trying that as well. You know, I've got a certain budget that I'm sticking within, you know what I mean? And
yes,
so far everything's kind of coming together. And I think this would probably be my last and final, marketing point.
In reality, Google is the number one search engine of the world. I'm sure you use Google on a daily basis. Even people who don't like Google, they have to use it. I mean, it's programmed on your phone. That's how people find things now. So this is the best option for you, really, when it comes to getting your business out there. And that's absolutely what we would help you out with, you know, is getting you out there, putting you right in front of those people who are searching for those services, because that's what you want. You want to be there.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what's going to happen, is they're just going to Google it. And I've been wondering how I'm going to get in there and compete with the guys that have been around for, you know, there's guys been around for 10 years, maybe even 15.
Mm-hmm.
But I plan on being around for 10 or 15 myself. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why, you know, it's a perfect time for you to start this as well, so we can start the process and get you over there. With the links that I sent you as well, does it make you feel a little more comfortable now?
Yes. Yeah, no, definitely. And it's funny, you know, when you do start a company, it's amazing the phone calls that you get. I mean,
yeah,
dozens upon dozens. And it's like,
oh, I know. It's overwhelming, yeah. And it's also because you have to be like just like with the company you were telling me that got, I think you said Gandhi or whatever, how it popped out of nowhere. You don't know who they are or whatnot. You just got to be really careful with what you do, and that's why, you know, with us, since we've been in business already for 19 years, We have that certification with Google. You can look us up on our Google business profile. We have over 900 reviews. You know, on our Bird's Eye, which is pretty much our actual clients, we have a 4.9 satisfaction rating amongst them. And we have over 800 reviews on that end. So you are going with a company that knows what they're doing. Let me tell you, we really do.
Awesome. Okay. And yeah, definitely. And you said it was 400 for setup, right? Is that
correct? So it's what's going to be included in today's pricing is going to be $299 for the month with a one-time setup fee of $99. So the grand total for today is $398. And then after that, it's just going to be $299 a month. And that's a flat rate, so there's no taxes or hidden fees on it.
Okay. And you said that it was no contract, right?
Correct, no contract. And you're going to receive all of this in writing when we process your payment. You're going to get all of this in writing. And I'm going to go over it with you in writing as well before we get off the line. But yes, there's no contracts. The only thing that we ask is if you please call us 3 days before your billing is due so we have time to cancel and process everything. That's the only thing for the cancellation, which is completely fair.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And then I guess the obvious question, if I do decide to cancel, then obviously that Google page goes away then.
No. Right. So that's the nice thing. Your Google business profile is going to be yours. We only have admin access to it. So we can go in and make changes. If you decide you don't want to work with us anymore, all we do, or you do, I guess, would just take us off as admin access. And you have your Google business profile. Your reviews are still going to stay there. We're not going to take those away, and we're not going to do anything further to the Google business profile. That's all going to be on you.
Gotcha. And then... So for that maintenance service, what you do is you advertise on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
right? And
yeah.
then, and trying to think.
I can just kind of be brief on it again, if you'd like me to.
Sure.
Okay. So what this will include is going to be your Google business profile. Get that up and running. It's going to include you coming up on the first page of Google. That's going to be for all of the services that you want to be found for on the first page. It's also going to include first page placement on Bing and then those ads that are going to be running in front of the people who are looking for your services. That's going to be on Facebook. You're going to get a dashboard that tracks everything, including, you know, ways to help you get better reviews or get good reviews, that review tracker thing I was mentioning. And if you need to go on other, for example, directories like Yelp, Apple, we can help you do that also. Those are things that we take care of on your onboarding call.
Wow. So Yelp, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can set up an account with you for Yelp also. But, you know, those are things that we would ask you if you would like us to do that for you. That's why the onboarding call takes some time, because we make sure to get everything that needs to get done during that time.
Okay. And I tell you what, yeah, let me do this. Can you call me back tomorrow morning? I have a lunch actually with the Chamber of Commerce tomorrow at 11. Can you call me back tomorrow morning?
I can. Only thing is, I know that we're calling out to fill the spot, so if it does get filled, we do have to put it basically on, we would have to contact you at a future date when something else opens. So it really just, it's kind of a 50-50 shot if the spot gets filled.
Okay. I'm sorry, what do you mean by the spot getting filled?
Yeah, so we have strict Google guidelines that we need to follow. So one of those is we only work with one industry per area. So we don't work with competitors. So that's why these calls are the ones that go directly to you. So we're not going to be working with any of your competition. So there's no sharing of leads or nothing along those lines.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And you did mention that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
The leads that I get generated are going to be just strictly off the Google page, pretty much. I mean, not so much Facebook.
Well, Facebook too, because it works well on both ends. they both work together really well. But yes, you're going to be getting those calls, you know, directly to you either from Google side or Facebook side or even Bing, Yelp or those other. But, you know, again, Google's the number one search engine of the world. So,
yeah. And you guys can literally help me get on the front page of that.
Correct. Yes. And it's going to be per your keywords. So, you know, you told me what services you want to be found for. My onboarding team, they're actually going to do research, the Google Analytics in your area. They're going to find out what is searched based off of those topics. And then we turn those into keywords. So that's when you're going to be popping up on that first page.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, you sold me.
I'm excited for you, Mike.
I'm excited for me, too. I think I'm going to do well. If all these advertising things happen like I think they are, and I've got a bunch of irons in the fire with that. But, yeah, I'm excited. I think this is going to go well.
I'm excited for you. So, I mean, it's going to be a great time, a great opportunity. You're starting. All of this is going to come into fruition very soon, you know. So, it's a good time. It's a good time to start it. So, yeah, I mean, so what do you think? You want to get everything processed? I mean, I pretty much already did everything other than get payment and go over the verification process. It really will only take about 5 more minutes.
Let's go ahead and do it. Why not?
All right. Perfect. So I have down Michael for the card. You said there was no middle initial, right? It's just Michael McDaniel?
Yeah, I take that back. On this one, there is. It's Michael D.
D as in
David.
David. Okay. I was going to say dog because that's typically what I said, but I didn't want you to think that that's what I was saying your middle name was. So sorry. Okay. Perfect. And your home address is the billing on that card, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready whenever you are.
4037-8420-2259-3663.
Okay. And then when does the card expire?
527.
Okay. And then the security code?
060.
Perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. So this is really important. This is so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you or trying to say that they're us and try to get more money out of you. So this question, just remember it. Remember the answer. You can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Nobody will guess my first pet's name.
Perfect. And what is it?
Putty.
Putty. That's cute.
P-U-T-T-Y.
That is cute. Okay, Putty. Perfect. All right, so I'm going to do the voice verification. So this is on the recorded line and outlines the service agreement. Then you're going to get everything through email and also through text message. We'll go over that before we get off the line. And if you have any questions about anything that I go over, please just let me know so I can clear it up for you. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Healthy Homes Radon Solutions.
Perfect. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Michael McDaniel, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question. And we're also going to call you from the 877 number. That's the number I sent you a text message, so just save it in your contact so you know it's us calling. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yep.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today, and that's in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be each month on the 16th and $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we ask is if you can please contact us 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So let me make sure we get everything to you through email and text. Sometimes it takes a couple minutes for it to actually show up. So meanwhile, while we wait, I'm going to send you that YouTube video. Now, you're going to receive a few automatic emails and text messages. If it gets a little overwhelming, don't worry about it. You can look through them and see what you can do. If not, just wait until Friday when you have your onboarding call. We'll take care of explaining everything for you and what needs to be done. Now, as I did mention, you're going to get your username and password text over to you. You should be getting that real soon. That's going to be your credentials for your dashboard. And let me go over the last thing with you, which will be those terms and conditions. It looks like it hasn't sent anything out yet. Okay, there we go. They're being triggered now.
Have you sent me any emails?
It's right now it says it's processing, so just give me a second. It'll start. I know for the text message, it already sent your username and password. Okay, you should be receiving emails now and those text messages.
Okay. All right, so the next people that want me to advertise, I'm going to have to tell them no, and that's going to be your fault, Laura.
Yes. That's a good thing, okay? You don't need anything else.
I don't. I'm done.
You are good. You don't need anything else. And just so you do know, since we are a Google Premier Channel partner, we offer all the services Google offers. So there is other things that if you want to branch out to it whenever you're ready, you know, we can do that. Or if you're happy with what you're getting, we can stay there too. So you don't need to go anywhere else. I did send you let me send it to you right now. I'm sending you over a link. If you can open that up for me, it's going to be the terms of experience.
Okay, I see a couple here.
Perfect. So to go over that briefly with you, hold on. Were you able to open it? Are you on the actual?
Yep.
Okay. So what we're going to do is going to be that Google business profile. We're going to optimize it. The directory submissions, we'll worry about that on your onboarding call. That's the Yelp, Apple stuff I was mentioning. It goes over Facebook ads also. And let me see here what we charge you, what we will charge you, just that $299. If you get really busy and you want to put your service on hold, you can always do that. We won't charge you for the month. Just call us 3 days before your billing is due. Cancellation there that you can cancel at any time. So the only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those two boxes and then type in your name exactly the way it looks with the capital letters and click confirm, it'll take you in what's going to be your dashboard.
Okay, there's my dashboard.
Perfect. So your credentials did get sent over to you. Your username is going to be your phone number. And then your password, let me get it for you as well before I get off the phone. Your password is get internet, all lowercase. And then you don't have to go in right now if you don't want to, but it'll have you reset your password and then you can start uploading pictures. But I have you down for your onboarding call. It's going to be on Friday between 10 to 11. If you need to reschedule or if you have any questions before that, please feel free to call me directly. I will still be in charge of your account. Any type of concerns or anything, feel free to reach out, okay?
Okay.
Now, awesome. Do you have any questions for me, Mike, before we get off the phone?
Oh, probably too many, but I'll let you get back to me today.
Well, I'm telling you, don't feel bad. You can contact me. If I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail and I'll call you right back, okay?
Awesome, Laura. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Michael, and you have a good rest of your day.
You too, Laura. Bye-bye.
Thanks, and bye.